At GSK, we believe that prevention is the best medicine. Prevention is pioneering new medicines to reduce HIV transmission, applying decades of experience in asthma control to limit long-term lung damage, or stopping chronic conditions from progressing to more serious complications. Because preventing disease is the best possible outcome for all of us, and is why GSK unites science, technology, and talent to get ahead of disease together. Visit gsk.com to learn more.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. My goodness, have we got a great podcast for you this week? Question mark. Unanswered.
I'd love to find out.
I haven't listened. That's Gav. Are you right, Gav?
Yes, I'm very well.
Have we, do you think, Gav?
I assume so. I would always assume. I'm confident.
15 hours of radio. That's what's in the squad.
Sure.
And I always see it as what is going to get selected for the podcast. What's going to make...
Yeah, that hour.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Must be, I mean, it must be nicely reduced.
Can you imagine all those items waiting around their radio? All those 15 hours.
Just wondering if they're going to be on the list.
Waiting if they're going to be included.
Looking at the team sheet.
It's like the oldies. Wondering if you can get a slice of birthday cake. In an office situation, everyone goes, not you. You're not that close to him.
Yeah.
Or her. Hi, Sunta.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
What colour's your hair at the moment? Looking at sort of like a granny grey, that kind of fashionable colour.
Yeah, it's that kind of like the smoky silver grey.
Yes. Yes.
Slightly blue.
Yes.
Smoky blue.
Yeah.
I like big size hair at the moment. Do I describe big size hair as colour?
What?
Meat.
Meat.
Yes.
Meat.
Why meat?
Because you've got meat coloured hair.
What kind of meat?
What kind of meat
just
are you
meat.
Talking? Like
when you boil ribs.
Okay.
When you know, I had some ribs earlier the
before
weekend.
The barbecue sauce
yes,
goes on,
yes.
Right? When they're slightly
right,
pale.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You just literally done the braising.
Sure.
And then he said, "What colour of hair? Braised ribs."
Well, I assume big size hair is also as tender as a nicely braised rib.
It's annoying that more forms don't include hair colour, eye colour, stuff like that.
Absolutely, yeah.
Distinguishing features.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really annoying, because they used to have that in passports,
they
distinguishing
did, yeah,
features.
Yeah, they did.
And it was the best place you could ever graffiti a friend's passport if on holiday.
Yeah.
Distinguishing features.
Yes.
Anchor tattoo on forearm.
Yes. Large scar over eyebrow. Covered in tats.
Five nipples.
Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yes, something like that.
Yeah.
You get it. It was you. this is episode 392. In numerology, the angel number 392 indicates you deserve to be happy. Your divine guides are asking you to embrace joy. And that's what this podcast, 392, is also asking you to do.
Wow.
This week, you can embrace the joy of bagpipes, starfish,
sure.
And cocaine wine.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a night out. Enjoy.
Radio X.
Hope you all had a good weekend. I was on a highway to hell.
Yeah, what highway?
On November the 5th. Well, I went up to see my dad.
Oh, yeah.
With Vanessa and the boy Milton.
Right.
And it was other kids showing complete disinterest. Mm. You can't drag them up there kicking and screaming. Well,
no.
My daughter's in New York, but my older boy was available, but it was just no fear.
Not a chance.
No, not a chance. Anyway, so we went up there, and it was biblical rain on the way up the
Yes, it was all day, yeah.
Terrible.
It was shocking.
Yeah, yeah.
At times I thought, well, it's just... My dad, you could just pull over for a bit, John.
Have a sleep.
It was just terrible. It was just a nightmare.
It's already not the... shortest journey.
Yeah, and motorway as well. You can't see anything.
The thing is, to get out of London to North London, so it's A1, that's already longer than it takes on the A1 to get there because of Sadiq Khan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so who believes that traffic should move much slower so that there's not so much, so that there's more particles in the air, and then you charge people for ULEZ.
Yeah.
It's quite weird. Anyway, there am I in the electric.
Yeah.
Which I managed to charge up. Although it took me three visits, last one at 3 a.m.
You are
out
joking.
To the charging station because charging interrupted.
That's weird.
Yeah, just don't do it. Unless you've got a charger at home, don't even think about it. Don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Do not think about it.
Yeah.
Biggest error I've made in my life.
Wow.
Ever. But, you know, if I'd had a charger at home, it'd be the best decision I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, little Si,
the switch.
He mentioned that the fact that he's got a charger at home.
No, I know he did. He's
been quite smart.
Anyway, went to fireworks in the evening. Really good.
Yeah.
Right.
At the Rutland Agricultural Centre.
That sounds glamorous.
The Rutland Showground.
Okay.
But then it turns out it's a rugby club.
Okay.
It says Rutland Agricultural. It was slightly over-stewarded, but they did a good job.
Oh, good.
Okay. I bet it's muddy.
Like a lot of things that are local in the countryside. Mm. They if there's a call out to stewarding, they want to get into it.
Yeah.
Definitely. It was the whole village will get involved.
The whole small town will get involved. Yeah, and they really did. It was like, just down there. You want to stay right there? There's less puddles.
Yeah. Well, they've got everything covered.
Yes. You want to get yourself on there, John, and then you can get right.
Right.
Sorry, Tyson Fury wasn't one of the stewards.
No, he wasn't there.
Quite a confusing impression. Yeah. No, Mr. Stupid Boy, you're in Oakham now. That's how they talk. Wow. Anyway, no, Mr. Stupid. Stupid. Anyway, decent pint. That
good.
Was nice.
Yeah.
And they did a children's firework display at 6:15. Milton wasn't freaked out, really liked it.
Oh, brilliant.
Aww.
Yes. He was on my shoulders. He was there. Yeah. I know he enjoyed it because he started licking my head.
Yeah, cool. That's the sign, isn't it?
I was like, good.
I do that to Johnny when I'm pleased with him.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Do. Yeah, I was thinking there's only two people do that.
Yeah.
And I know that's not Gav.
I'm a lot heavier than
you
Milton.
You are a lot heavier as well, yeah. And also you jiggle about more when you get excited.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, he freezes.
Sure.
Gav gets more.
I mobile. Get more rambunctious.
I knew it wasn't you on my shoulders. Anyway. So the next day I went to my dad's for lunch, and he's 89, and I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
Because he just settles into these conversations. I just think, he must think, why did I start that? I mean, I do it quite a bit, but he's going things like, well, John, it's just, he's talking to Vanessa, he goes, it's the trouble with ready meals, because he saw a ready meal I had for Milton.
Oh, yeah.
More on that later.
Right.
And which I saw again a bit later in the drive. I'll tell you about that in a second. So he didn't have, in the end, I didn't give it to him.
Yeah.
He had another one that was a very bandy pasta thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's on ready meals. He goes, that's why women have forgotten how to cook.
Really?
Oh.
And I'm thinking, put in brackets, for me.
Oh, yeah.
I said, he says, no, no one can cook anymore. I go, you never have done. In fact, when we were kids, we used to boast, my dad can cook in an emergency.
Right.
Yeah, we used to think it was like, because he'd been in the army.
Right.
He could cook, like, you know, if you're under shelling. And
yes.
Yeah, yeah,
he can. Yeah, yeah.
But no, he meant in an emergency.
If,
I could
yeah,
cook.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If push comes to shove.
I'll warm those beans up, I will, yeah.
Oh, women can't. I said, Dad, have you been to a supermarket recently? Have you looked around the shelves at the variety of food? When we were kids, olive oil was only available in...
Chemist.
Right.
Yeah.
But earache. That's how much we've come on. No, they bloody can't, John. Anyway, so I made Sunday lunch.
Yeah.
And I thought, he's going to say thanks. He's got to.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, because
he's finally being
him.
Cooked for.
Right, I thought, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
No, that was a later discussion.
Oh, right.
As he was the grateful diner. But yeah. I just said to him, I thought, I'm going to get some reaction. And he just goes, thanks. Well, let's tuck straight in, carries on his conversation.
Yeah.
And then he honestly, I go, Daddy, is that gravy a little bit? Are you finding the gravy a bit salty?
Yeah.
Because I know I put the normal stock cues in. You've got to be quite careful.
Yeah.
Because normally I use unsalted stock.
Mm.
Or I make my own. And I go, is that gravy a bit salty? With a mouth. And he goes, no.
No.
He's like a cow. He sounded bovo. He went, no. No, he didn't really. He went, no. Anyway, my sister made some angel delight for him, and because he likes that.
He loves that,
and he was just
right,
going mad about it, as usual.
Right.
Sure.
And it's been ever thus all our lives.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is smashing.
But
it tastes fantastic. I'm thinking, you've had a whole roast. You haven't said anything.
All the veggies.
No, but it's his generation.
Roast potatoes,
it's his
gravy.
Generation. They're all about daughters, aren't they? The sons are just like, get out, seen and not heard, shut up.
Right.
War years, shut up.
Also, war generation, they were obsessed with pudding.
Yeah, they were.
Because there's just no pudding, is there, during that war?
Oh, they always bring him a banana.
Yeah,
he looks at it like, Christ alive.
So stockings.
Have they arrived now? Yeah. I'll bring you some nylons.
He goes mad for them.
Which look a bit strange. So it's the hip operation. Anyway, but then on the way home, we're in the car.
Mm.
And Milton's asleep, I think. But I'm doing some quite windy country roads in the rain.
Yeah.
It's a bit stop-starty. So if I'd been a passenger, I'd complained.
Right, okay.
If I'd been in a taxi, you know, a taxi that won't stop braking and going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's woken up and Milton's, he's really emptied the lot.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
in the car.
He's had a pasta bake.
While it's raining outside.
Oh,
so,
no.
So,
oh,
so we had to, we stopped at a Starbucks.
How long did it take you to get to the Starbucks?
No, I knew there was one nearby. Went in there. They look alarmed, hoiked out the seat.
Oh.
Commandeered a whole roll of that. You know, go. That big blue roll they've got.
Yep. The big blue stuff.
Yeah, the big blue one.
Like it's for a giant.
Yeah.
So they're like a man who's 8'2" can wipe his bits. And so I used that, dumped it down in.
Yeah.
Got everything as clean as could be. And
sure.
Now the whole car smells of cheese.
Yeah, in the circumstances.
Although actually...
mature cheese.
No, it hadn't
very
eaten,
mature
he hadn't
cheese.
Eaten that long before, so not that bad yet.
Okay.
Hadn't quite got
hadn't
that,
percolated that
sort
that
of
much.
Parmigiano thing going, you know, that all sick smells of. And went on thinking we did, you know, Vanessa and I congratulating each other on the slickness of the job we'd done.
The operation.
Yeah,
yeah,
she really went in. Wow. You know, held him at arm's length.
Point man.
Covered in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I did pram stuff.
Right.
Managed to unclip the thing that clips you to the back of the car.
Wow.
Get that out, you know, hose it down, do all this. Got back in on the road. We were like, yeah.
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 Well, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Now you are in hell.
Question. How far is it? Cover him in the wrappers. So we just mummified him in the tissue and
spray
drove
him.
On.
Spray
we
him.
Mummified him. No, he went back to sleep. We mummified him in the tissue. Literally like a
I
little,
just put up with
like
it
a little blue
back.
Egyptian going down to.
That is awful.
A young King Tut. Went down London, but that's what I've been doing all morning. Oh, yeah, I've had to take the baby chair into the shower with me.
Oh, man.
I tell you something, you can take them to pieces, and it is quite extraordinary what's gathered there over the years.
Sure, yeah,
I'm recognising
yeah.
sort of stuff, like things he'd eat last time when he was a baby, snacks in there and stuff. Because it's not home to mice. I'm not kidding. There's things in there that I just that leak in by the seatbelts and bits.
My
like
God.
Bit little snacks and what we used to call crippy yips. They're all in there. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Kids, eh? Poo!
X Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen. You ready for this?
Go on.
She loved the skull of what?
The what?
Skull.
What the hell's a skull?
S-K-I-R-L.
Okay, it's a Scottish word, obviously.
Yes, it is.
Is it something to do with...
might be slightly...
With the sea.
Might be slightly Dutch as well, skull, with a K in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, she loved the skull of the... So much, she... Every morning...
I don't know.
We're talking about a majesty.
Yeah.
She loved the scuttle.
Scuttle?
Of the...
I can't think what the hell that is.
Bagpipes.
Oh, and what's the scuttle, the sound?
Scuttle.
Is that the noise a bagpipe makes?
It's the noise it makes when it's winding up the... while they're firing
the
up.
The scuttle.
It's the only instrument that's got a sort of boot up noise.
It has,
you know, while they're
yeah.
sort of booting... She loved the scuttle
of
the
pipes
so yeah. much. She walked him every morning and her Highland.
Blimey, you would wake up as well.
It's a good alarm clock.
The Queen, just like her great-great-grandmother Victoria. God, it's weird to think of that. Adored the sounds and colours of Scottish martial music. It's now been revealed the Queen was so passionate about Highland tradition, she personally intervened to protect the army's piping school from cuts.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is revelations from the former Conservative Chancellor, George Osborne.
Oh, yeah.
He made the claim in the Political Currency podcast.
Oh.
He co-hosts with Ed Balls.
Yeah.
And he said that the Queen had directly interfered in politics, describing the moment she approached him at a state dinner.
Yeah.
Mimicking her accent, Osborne quoted as saying, "The Chief of Defence Staff is unable to answer my question. He told me to go and speak to the Defence Secretary, and he told me to come and speak to you.
Oh.
So I am asking you..."
Go on,
you are not going to close the Highland Bagpipe School.
Oh, yeah.
British Army. That's what she said.
Yeah.
I think Osborne shouldn't be talking about that.
That's what I think.
I think it's really out of turn.
I think he's got no business doing that.
No.
And it's just another example of someone just cashing in.
Exactly.
Because he knew he'd get what? To get.
Definitely.
You know, got a bit of publicity for that. I'll measure that.
Yeah, right. He's burrowing,
no,
isn't he?
So also her interfering. What,
she's not interfering. She's just asking.
Yeah, she's
just
saying, asking.
Oh, it would be a shame.
But I disagree with her.
Yes,
it should
obviously.
Be closed down, and they should be put in a big pyre, noble on high, on which we can hear the scuttle of burning papes. Look, there's only one thing they're good for.
putting terror into the war. Into the war enemies. Into the battle enemies.
Into war enemies.
Into war enemies.
Yeah, war enemies. Hey, no,
the Scots.
No, do you mean war enemies or war? No, I know what you mean, Gav.
Yeah.
Listen, there's a thing about them. They scare the enemy and they get your lads. Because when you hear them, you want to get as far away from possible.
Right.
From as possible.
So you'd rather run into a battle.
You, no, people, you see, as soon as they fire those up, the speed at which in the old films they start getting out those trenches.
Yeah. Yep.
They'd rather face the scuttle of Spandau fire than you would hang around the bagpipe.
Wow.
You give them the choice, literally, bagpipe, the devil's recorder, as I call it, or the devil's paintbrush,
right,
which is what the Spandau was known as, or the devil's paintbrush, you're going to pick the devil's paintbrush all day.
You'd rather face
near certain death.
Sure, sure.
Right, this is, although I must say, at the Queen's funeral, when they all came marching out with those...
It gets your blood going, doesn't it?
Snare drums.
Oh, man.
The snare drums, apparently, was just... It was really... I don't know what came out of me, but I just...
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
You all right, everybody?
Yeah.
You all right, boys and girls?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I got a few stories for you. You ready?
Go on.
Okay, here you go. This should give you a bit of chit-chat. This isn't my world news summary.
Mm.
Okay.
Which will, you know, just really equip you for dinner party chit-chat.
Sure. Mm.
What I call grown-up conversation. I still get those moments sometimes when I go to sort of friends of mine who've got sort of proper normal jobs.
Yeah.
And and they're sort of successful at business. And suddenly they start talking. An old school friend of mine, he's quite a good businessman. He's a very good businessman. He looks at me sort of like it's grown-ups, John.
Yeah, this is different. Sort of thing, we're talking numbers here.
Yeah, yeah. And they're sort of talking about a sort of new website. You know,
international trade.
See, even then, I'd do a stupid voice for me. You know, a website. You know, thinking of establishing
a startup.
A news feed startup. I'm like, what? Anyway, guys.
Mm.
Anyway, I've got that. That'll give. I'm going to equip you for that sort of chit-chat.
That's what we need.
First up, though, starfish have just been described as the nobodies of the ocean.
Really?
Oh.
Because they've got no bodies.
They're just limbs.
Right. Well, look, usually it's not too bad to tell an animal's head from its rear. The former leads, the latter follows. When it comes to starfish, things are not so clear-cut. Any one of five identical arms can lead the way as the creatures propel themselves across the seabed, prompting some researchers to suggest perhaps they don't really have a head at all. A study now suggests the opposite is true. It's just
a head.
It's got no body.
Right.
It's all head.
Yes.
Oh, they're wonderful things, I know. Aren't they?
It's best described as just a head crawling on the seafloor.
So weird.
How about that? So there you go. So I've often wondered that. I have actually wondered that about starfish, and now I know. Next up, this is story two. New laws are to be drawn up to allow CBD products, which seem to be everywhere, to contain small amounts of tetrahydrocannabinoid, the active ingredient that makes people stoned.
Yeah.
Tetrahydrocannabinol, which is all cannabinoid, THC.
Yeah.
It's currently illegal in every serving or unit of consumption.
Right.
The minister in charge, Chris Philip, he's the Minister for Crime and Policing. He didn't elaborate on what a unit of consumption would amount to.
Right.
Only said the permitted dose of THC would differ between different products and require further careful consideration. I don't know what he's messing around at.
So is he saying they're going to start making gummies? Like they have in the States?
Great question, Sense. I want to know that. It's interesting.
Would you both stop coming at you? Both doing exactly the same thing.
Do you know who Chris Philp is?
Who?
He's the one that was the union leader said, you are a liar.
No, that's not Chris Philp.
Yes, it is.
Oh, did he said that too?
To him, yeah,
He said to him, you are a liar. Okay, I didn't know that.
So funny.
Okay, that's Mick Scragg said that.
Yeah.
Not Mick Scragg. I don't mean Mick Scragg. He's another trade union leader
from
the 70s.
Yes, it's a real name.
That's a real name, Mick Scragg. My favourite all-time.
Perfect union leader.
Which union leader do I mean?
It is Mick. I can't remember his surname.
Oh, man.
Oh, Lynch.
Mick Lynch. Lynch.
Mick Lynch. Yeah. But your trade union name's got to be really good. Bob Crow.
Yeah, right.
Mick Scragg.
There was one called Rod Bickerstaff.
Oh, fantastic. I prefer just to one solid syllable ones. Yeah. Anyway, what's really weird about this is you've either got to have it in or not.
Yeah.
But this sort of, it's going to have a bit in.
Right.
So people don't know if they're high
it's
or not.
It's in a unit, though.
Yeah. But what? What?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, make
it
clear.
Confusing, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You are confusing.
Yeah, but this mob, isn't it, Gav?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Say one thing one day.
No, but you know what I mean? They're going to debate about, well, what is the amount? Either, you know, does it mean everyone's got to be careful or not? And lastly, do you remember that lonely sheep on the beach?
Yes.
A hovercraft manufacturer has offered to rescue Britain's loneliest sheep, which has been stranded on a rocky beach. First of all, the lonely sheep was enough, but there's a hovercraft.
There's still hovercraft.
There's still a hovercraft. The British hovercraft company said it would fly a craft to the sheep's hard-to-reach location on the northeast coast of Scotland.
Wow.
Due to the rocky conditions along the shore, it has not been thought possible to rescue the sheep using a dinghy or boat. But a hovercraft, that might do it. You obviously got to wait for a calm day.
Yeah, yeah.
But there we go. I'd watch this, the reintroduction of this sheep. He might have a real independent spirit.
Yeah,
could change sheep forever.
He might not want to be rescued.
Remember, he is a rare lone sheep, which you don't forget.
During World War II, my great-granddad, George Arthur Roberts, was awarded for his bravery fighting fires night after night. Thanks to him and his fellow volunteers, there was a city to wake up to.
This remembrance, discover your family's wartime story free with Ancestry. Until the 13th of November, enjoy unlimited free searches of all global wartime records. Visit Ancestry and register with just your name and email to start discovering today. Offer ends the 13th of November.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
The arbiter of taste, Nicky Haslam, as you know, is a hero to the show.
Yes.
He was an interior designer.
Yeah.
Had a really overpriced shop in Chelsea. Yep. But he's notable because he realised when he was talking to a friend of mine once that he confessed to him that he'd been out every night for the last 35 years.
It's an unbelievable record, isn't it? And it was 7 nights a week, apparently.
Yes, 7 nights a week.
So
I don't think he'd never, ever cooked at home, ever.
Never. He'd been out every night for 35 years.
Spotless kitchen.
So
full
funny.
Of lovely things never used.
A gentleman always goes out.
Because someone's always invited.
I know.
But you know, it might even just be like literally an evening just round at someone else's house.
Yes.
An evening in.
Yeah, I think.
No, he'd consider an evening in really vulgar.
Right, of course, yeah.
Anyway, every year he gives us his What's Common list.
Yes.
He does,
We laughed about this last year. We really enjoyed this. So Nicky has given us a What's Common list, and he brings a tea towel out with it on. So do you want to know?
That's right.
Yeah,
he's updated it now, has he?
Yeah, I am nervous because there's always something that I've
that you like.
On, I trip up on this.
Okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Go on, let's hear it.
It's really good.
Mm. What is common?
He also thinks grieving is quite common.
Has that made the list?
No.
I remember last time he said feedback.
Yeah.
Was common.
No, grieving is quite common.
People telling you.
Yeah, it's
okay,
very
are you ready?
Go on, yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
First up, saying Moorish.
Okay. I can live with
that's
that.
That's fair enough.
No, it's really Moorish. I get that.
Yeah, I get
Moorish.
That.
That's quite, okay.
It is, yeah.
So that's gone now.
Yeah.
You got a vote on these.
Okay.
Number two, this is genius.
Go on.
To say this is common.
Yeah.
The Northern Lights.
Oh,
Aurora Borealis.
People do go on about them a bit much.
I tell you what made them common this year.
What?
You can see them in Wiltshire.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
They're no longer like an expensive weekend away.
Yeah. If it's just Scandinavia,
wasn't there one? There was one incidence of it called Steve recently, wasn't there?
Yeah.
I can't remember what the acronym was, but it spelled the word Steve.
Yeah.
That's how common the Aurora Borealis.
Gav, that was something you read in the Daily Star.
Yes, in the Star.
That doesn't mean it's true.
it was an ironclad fact.
Okay,
John.
If they're covering it in the
Daily
Star,
it's all you need to know.
I quite enjoy this. Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Radio's not in here. Nicky obviously approves of the wireless.
Well, of course.
But
yeah.
Podcasts are common.
Okay,
yes.
There's a lot of them.
There's too many.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a podcast.
But I go with little size argument with that.
What?
There's you can't. It's like saying there's too many books, or my dad saying we've got enough music.
Right.
You
know,
if you see them like books, there aren't too many podcasts. There's ones that just appeal to very few people. Like most books,
right.
No one reads. Most books have got 5,000 readers tops.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yep. Yeah. Interesting.
I see what you mean.
And then that's it. If a book goes over that, it can really go over, because then you get to a word of mouth thing, which is the most powerful thing in
right, yeah. right. In and books. If you're lucky, yeah. you hit
if
the airport.
If you're saying podcasts yeah. are yeah. common, you've got to say books are common. Is
yes.
that what you're?
Yeah. Right. So books aren't yet. No, but. Mm. Mm. But still, I say podcasts are common.
Okay.
Go on.
Right. the expression 100%.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was a made in Essex sort of saying for a
but
while.
Just,
wasn't
no, he's 100%. Just, well, he's just put 100%. I don't know what it alludes to, but maybe that's. He just sees anything that's 100% as quite common.
Giving 100%?
Yes, I think so. I think he thinks that's quite common.
Okay.
89%'s fine.
No, I gave it 100%.
Is that quite common? Don't do that.
Who gives anything 100%?
Yeah.
No. That's really common.
Well, I agree with that.
100%. 100%.
100%. Next up, strawberries.
Yeah. I've never liked them.
They're overrated.
Yeah.
I mean, when they're really good, they are quite good.
You see, he's wrong there. Because a decent Kent strawberry is just amazing.
Yeah, when they're really, when they're not
but
too
that's
refrigerated.
That's a specific strawberry, not all strawberries.
Okay. I'm just going to look this up because I don't know what it is and I don't want to be made a fool of. Actually, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, grieving.
Yeah
go on.
Fine.
I agree with that. This is an absolute beauty spotted here.
Mm-hmm.
Aperol anything.
Oh, I spent my whole summer drinking that.
There we go. I'm afraid not, so you got to switch to Campari.
I did switch to Campari after your recommendation.
Okay, last up. Well, not last up, just in this section.
Yeah.
Grace and Perry.
Oh!
He's really trying to go right on the edge, isn't he?
He is right on the edge. That's just fantastic.
Radio X.
We're looking at Nicky Haslam's annual list. Nicky Haslam is, he's very posh, very old school. He's very he's an old aristo interior designer.
Yeah.
Very old school, socialite.
Mm-hmm.
Quite common, actually.
An arbiter of taste.
No, but interior designer for a man is pretty common.
Absolutely, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a trade, isn't it?
No, but I think that's why he's projecting these things.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
It's slightly, for me, NQOTD. Not quite our type, darling.
Right, right.
You know,
right.
Nicky's an interior designer. Oh, dear. He'll be hanging out with that Linley next. Anyway, guys, he does know a thing or two about snobbishness, though, as people generally are if they're not fully secure about who they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're hyper aware of it.
Yes, they're hyper aware of it. Yeah. But do you know what? He nails it in quite a sort of bitchy, catty way.
Really does.
And I do love him for it. And he did go out every night for 35 years.
He did.
So here we go. Are we ready? Sorry, that really turned. I didn't mean to turn on him.
That original list we had, he included bottled water.
I know, damn right. It's old school to drink.
It really made me laugh.
It's really what's old school. So
yeah,
I'll just go on before we go, because we're going to start our own list.
Which
I'll tell you about in a second.
Yeah.
He then says music is very common.
What, all music?
Don't agree with that at all.
No.
Sounds like my dad.
No.
A pop of colour. That's
oh,
splash of colour.
One wall in a
yes,
bright...
Yeah.
I'm with that. Yeah, I'm
a pop of colour.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Fly pasts.
So common.
They are a bit passé, aren't they?
Common, aren't they? No, next one. You ready for this?
Go on.
Ordering lobster.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know. Yes, I guess
now,
it is.
Now it's like
I'm bringing a lobster.
There's something sort of cruise liner about
okay,
it.
Okay, get this.
Yeah,
you're going to love this, right? Bucket lists.
Oh.
I hate them. Just do you know why? Because you're bringing it on, aren't you?
You're inviting the end.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just live your life.
Live in the moment.
Yeah.
No, not live in the moment. That's what you know.
Live like you've got plenty of time to do whatever.
Honestly, people who say live your life like there's no tomorrow. I mean, that's what that guy who unfortunately shot John Lennon was probably thinking.
Right.
No,
I didn't mean that.
It's a disaster. I live my life like there's no tomorrow.
Well, you don't want to see that.
It'd be chaos out there.
It would be chaos. No, I didn't mean that. I mean, don't always be making things about the future. Don't always be thinking about planning. At one time, I need to...
What I do these days is I've lost a few friends recently. They've passed away.
Yeah.
I sort of think to myself, well, what would he do now?
Yeah.
He'd live that moment. Yes. He'd go on that holiday, definitely. You know, which is a kind of a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next up, skinny lattes. Defo. Now, get this. This is the thing I was laughing at, Joe, and I wouldn't tell you what it was,
Go on.
Crystal coffee sugar. Boom! Oh, it's so... Because it is trying to be a bit
smart, isn't it?
What's the point? Even sugar cubes annoy me when I'm at a hotel.
That's really,
because if you've just got the cereals and you want to sprinkle a bit of sugar
you can't ask
separately for sugar.
Yes.
For granulated.
And you can't control how much you're putting in.
No, you can't.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
They're unnecessary.
So on my list of not... It's just sugar cubes.
Definitely,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm writing that down on my list now of not the thing.
Okay.
Okay. Also, selling your business.
Common.
That is so common.
Never sell.
Festivals.
Oh.
They've got a bit common, though.
They have, yeah.
Remote-controlled lawnmowers. And lastly, Wimbledon.
Yes, good vote.
Sorry, little size, really scuttled you there.
Yeah, it's like little size whole life.
It really is, isn't it? He spends his life looking. There's a really good fly fast. Lobster fleas. Well, it's on our bucket list. Oh, skinny latte, please. Oh, I'd rather like that crystal sugar.
We get it at Wimbledon.
We get it at Wimbledon with our strawberries.
Amazing.
We listen to a podcast while we're waiting. Anyway. Right. I've got my list forming of what I think is not the thing.
Yes.
83936. Stephen Luton, he's put a belter here. Mm-hmm. Swimming with dolphins.
Oh, that's a beauty.
You're in the show.
Yeah.
You are in the dolphins alone. You are in the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
brilliant. Yeah.
That's brilliant. Yeah. I've got another one for microbreweries.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
They're not the thing at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. TikTok.
Yep. Yep. Agree.
Crypto.
Right. Yep. Defo.
Netflix.
Oh,
yeah, we've seen it.
It's a bad video shop.
We've seen
it. Literally, you look around Netflix, honestly,
we've seen it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 thing.
Radio X.
I'm Johnny Vaughan, you listen to Radio X.
Yeah.
Rolling with the 4-7 thing. But what isn't this show about? E-scooters, says Mark in
Very
Canterbury.
Good.
Yeah. Absolutely right. Remember, we're not like Nicky Haslam, who's inspired us here. He's just saying what's common.
We're just saying
things that are not the thing.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not. It's not a class thing.
No.
We believe in what I call the class.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
That's what our listeners are. They're the class, the X class.
Sure. You know? Real classy.
No, it's the class. It's not middle class, upper class, none of that. They're just classy.
They are, yeah.
You know, and it defies social rank.
Mm.
Thank God.
I've got a couple.
Where you go, Kev?
Rain.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It's just not the thing.
No.
Gender reveals.
No, I disagree. I disagree really strongly.
Well, okay, because so permanent rain for 2 weeks at a time.
No, it's very Manchester. It's very us. You would not have Oasis with all
that's true,
roses.
That's true. You need some rain. I'm not saying never rain.
No, it's rain music.
My other one is gender reveals, but that's easy.
Yeah.
But my other one is pretending that putting salt on a steak is a new thing.
Yeah.
Like steak.
Yeah, Gav, yours are really specific.
It's not a thing.
I think you have to listen to our listeners who've really got this. But for me, Oasis and Stone Roses, that's what I call drizzle salt. No, it is. It drizzles right at the heart of it. It's like it's got, if it could be anything, that music is damp.
Sure.
It's the coat that never dries, a parka that never dries.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Soon's what you got. See if you get this. Because all Gav's done is come up with his own little prejudices.
Yes.
Because he hates that chef.
Anything that's monogrammed, personalised, diaries, bags, scarves, etc.
You're not going to like this one.
Crocs. And finally, Black Friday.
Yeah, I'm with
Black
you on
Friday,
Black Friday.
I'll go with Crocs are fantastic.
Sure.
Crocs are brilliant. I mean, literally, if you keep them by the door, you go out of the bins all the time, you go, I have to go out on the balcony and get stuff. They're just there as like an easy shoe. Otherwise, I've got to put shoes on all the time, and I don't want to wear my slippers outside. They're really handy. Plus, I can put them in riot mode. I'm not having that.
Okay.
Because your slippers are indoor. They're those silk ones, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yes. Yeah, yeah. And they've got barbells on them.
and embroidered dragons.
Yeah, they got dragons on. Boob jobs, says Heather in Oxford.
Yep.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, I don't know about that.
Yep.
Some of them you can't tell. You genuinely can't tell.
Mm. Charity Skydives. That's a great shout.
That is a great shout.
Definitely, because that's just having fun.
Okay, that you see how they've got it and you didn't. Yeah,
because
you
got just it fine.
You didn't. You just had raging prejudice.
No.
Okay, WhatsApp voice notes.
Yep.
Definitely.
Not the thing.
Not the thing. I'll go with you with the salt on steak, so I'll go with you that one. Nandrolone is not the thing anymore.
Different what? Steroids what? Now.
No, they're saying that phenoxygen is giving me unheard of gains and much less shrinkage, if you know what I mean. Tim, I don't think, I mean, that's enough between you and me, but we can't, I can't start putting
we'll be here for an hour,
steroid
yeah.
preferentials on steroids. I can't prefer, we can't have the... The 4-7 thing approves of this. A 4-7 thing approved steroid.
Can't do that. Yeah, airport fast track, not the thing.
Definitely, because everyone does it.
Everyone.
So you're all
it.
Not now fast tracking.
I think it's all about going to smaller airports, and also airports are about tactics. It's it really is. Yeah. Remember, when you're in there, that is now it's a Darwinian puzzle.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah okay. It is, yeah. Staycations. Yep. Oh, yeah. Tracy Morden. Every time you get
definitely.
It, Trace.
Yep.
Cycling. Boom.
Definitely.
Self-service tills in shops. Absolutely. And you're doing workers out of jobs as well, comrades.
Yep. Yep.
Although there's an argument. Mykonos.
Brilliant.
Interesting.
Brilliant.
Very good. Hot tubs in your garden, no longer the thing. They're just dirty.
Oh.
Yeah, someone's saying that they're
dirty
as a sex pond.
Horrible.
Good name for a band though, the Sex Ponds.
Johnny Vaughan, Radio X.
Gav, let's have a hero. You're the best. Ladies and gentlemen, every single day of the week, the Woodman. Furnished with a hero. Today, no exception. Gav, what have you got for us, baby?
We haven't had a crazy Victorian medicine for a while, Johnny. I
for
thought
too,
I'd done them all.
Too long, Gavin.
I mean, we've had the sort of morphine cough syrups. We've had the cocaine hair oil. We've had all kinds of weird, crazy medicines.
One day, like we already do on this show, they'll see that, whatever it is, Alprosil caffeine shampoo.
Yeah.
They'll see that.
It'll
just
be the same.
Just
yeah.
as crazy. They'll
absolutely.
Think, God, back was caffeine so big back in the earlys.
So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Angelo Mariani. He lived from 1838 to 1914. He created a patent medicine called Vin Mariani, or what's Mariani wine.
What's Vin Mariani?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. This is in the 1860s. He's from Corsica. He was fascinated, as many 19th century luminaries were, with the effects of the Peruvian coca leaf. It was basically a bottle of red wine infused with coca leaves. So it was drugs and booze in one bottle.
Yep.
So he sold it as a tonic for restoring health, strength, energy and vitality.
Okay.
He said it would be perfect for enhancing not just energy, but also appetite, mood, and great for enhancing creative or athletic performance. So he's really ahead of his time.
I love that. It's sort of cocaine wine. And then just a picture of someone like, makes you strong.
I know.
Yeah, right.
But the thing that he did that I couldn't believe is he had some unbelievable endorsements. Two different popes endorsed him.
Really?
I've even got a poster here.
I suppose if you give it that at mass, you're going to get some interesting confessions.
Well, you see, obviously he's handed out a few free samples to some very famous people.
Right.
Here's a picture of Pope Leo XIII in a poster endorsing the Vin Mariani. And the text says, His Holiness the Pope writes that he has fully appreciated the beneficent effects of this tonic wine and has forwarded to Mr. Mariani, as a token of his gratitude, a gold medal bearing his august effigy.
Gav, can I just say to you, I know generally one should confess before one takes Mass.
Yeah.
But if it was after and you'd done Mass with some of the cocaine-infused wine, can you imagine?
Different story,
okay, that's enough. No, there's another thing happened. Let me just tell you this.
Three more hours.
Yeah. I've got another thing I did that I feel slightly guilty about.
Well, Leo XIII carried a hip flask of it around.
Wow.
Pope Pius X also was really into it, as was Ulysses S. Grant while he was writing his memoirs. It said it helped him keep going.
Yeah.
So did Thomas Edison. I mean, Emile Zola, everyone. Anyway, in America, a man called John S. Pemberton, who you should know who that is.
That's Coca-Cola.
Yes, it is. So he copied this coca wine.
Yes.
There was a few different people who made it at the time, and he created his own, but he also added a caffeine ingredient from the cola nut.
Yeah, just to make people think a bit faster.
Right,
yeah.
And then when prohibition was just coming in the 1880s, 1890s, before it led up to the early...
1919.
Yeah, yeah, right.
To 1933.
He decided to make a non-alcoholic drink that included the cola and the coca. And that was Coca-Cola.
How about
the original
that?
One?
How about that?
So without Mr. Mariani, you wouldn't have the red and white ambulance.
Yes, you
wouldn't
really
exist.
Wouldn't have the black doctor.
That's right.
Okay.
Either way, just for being mad, let's salute Angelo Mariani.
It's still a byproduct of Coca-Cola. I think they sell it to the pharmaceutical companies.
Absolutely,
where most people get their benzocaine, novocaine,
right,
all the things
the dentist
that dentists
did.
And,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
numbing agents. That's
Crazy.
Where it's all from.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
We just had a little listen to Will Arnett, friend of the show. He's got a fantastic podcast called Smartless, which Sunter absolutely loves. Well, everyone absolutely loves.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Although today that all might change when I in the next item.
Why?
All your attitudes to podcasts are going to change the next time. That's coming. But thanks very much, Will, for name-checking us. And it was lovely to have you on board. Really nice to take you to that casino for a Chinese.
When you say it like that, it does sound a little odd.
It does.
It does.
We after the show, we took him out for a Chinese at the local casino.
And a casino.
But it's not till he starts talking with his American guests who sound incredulous that, firstly, there's any casinos outside Vegas.
Yeah, right. Fact, and sure, also that there's a Chinese restaurant in a casino.
In a casino.
Yes,
yeah, yeah.
But Sean Hayes says to Will, I can't imagine a casino outside Vegas. And Will assures him, they have casinos everywhere, Sean. which is
so much about the world.
Only Will Arnett could plonk a line like that in that tone,
yeah.
and really make you chuckle. It's on Smartless. He name checks the 4 till 7 thing. It's like, you know when you go into towns and it's like twinned with?
Yes.
And it's sort of somewhere in Germany you've never heard of.
Right, right.
Like you're right, it's like Barnstable. It's like twinned with Schleswig-Holstein. Yeah. Well, I should imagine to the Smartless listeners, that's what it's
that's
like.
That's what we are. We're that odd
we're
word.
We're like that odd
you
European city
yeah.
you don't know. You go, where is Schwachhof Krachneck?
Yeah.
You know, right.
Is this 4 till 7?
Gothic writing. What
is
it?
Yeah, yeah, really gothic writing. Twinned with Hindenburg Verlucht.
X.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
Time for me to... calls. For some reason, I got sort of like a mental block on this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And I could only call it Eccles.
Oh, really?
Which is near Manchester, isn't it?
Yeah, Salford.
Yeah.
Would you stop doing that, Sunt? This isn't part of the quiz. Salford.
She keeps Sunt-splaining you.
You really do.
Sorry.
If you live,
is there a Beckles cake?
No,
there's not.
Oh, okay.
It's really near where I grew up.
Oh, God, this is going to be a nightmare, isn't it?
What, Beckles is?
Beckles.
In Suffolk?
In Suffolk,
oh,
yeah.
God.
Okay, if you live in Beckles, not near Beckles, or it's not near where you grew up, you'd like to be our Pet Town correspondent, then text the show on 83936, or you can email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
There were two high schools in the area.
Oh,
Bungie High, that yeah. I went to,
yes.
And Beckles High.
Which one was the one that where they had the bad rep?
Beckles.
Was that where the girls had the bad rep
yeah.
locally?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I
they
like that.
They probably said the same thing about Bungie when they were in there.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so, since. No, they probably said about the one you were at. it's now time for Radio's shortest running, low score, least engaging civic based true or false challenge. Hippity quick. Gav, what's your buzzer, please?
I'm going with.
What's that?
It's a dolphin.
Nice. And, iniquitous, loathsome, maleficent, malignant, no good, obscene and pernicious.
Hello!
Hello, son. It's nice to have you with us.
Thanks.
What's your buzzer, babe?
I've gone with Choupette.
Is that actually...
Choupette.
No, I might have made that.
Sorry, Choupette is,
Lagerfeld's cat.
Would you please let me get a word in, you two?
That wasn't me.
I know it wasn't.
That was
I said, but it's just
You're
ridiculous.
At me.
That was Sunter. She's got a much deeper voice.
It's Karl Lagerfeld's cat, which Nikki Haslam has labelled as being
common.
Passé, yeah.
Common.
This is quite fun, actually.
It's not fun at all. The rules. You must wait me finish before answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play the Pet Sound Quiz. Gav is up on the year, I think.
Not by much anymore.
Big Si's going to tell us that because we're getting near the end of the year.
Gavin.
18. Yeah.
Sunter has...
16.
17.
There's
one.
There's
only one
17.
Game in it.
Oh, God,
my God.
Good grief.
Is there, or are you making a game of it?
I thought I had a bigger lead than that.
No, because you had a couple of good wins. No, you were two or three ahead. So it's 18-17.
Okay.
So Sunter will tie it today.
Wow. So this is weak.
Do you know what's amazing about that? It's really in the coin toss spirit of it.
It really is,
So there's no skill, really, is there?
Right,
here we go. It's for the Pet Sound Quiz. This is to go to either two up or halve it.
Sure.
You know, it happens in golf. It's such a big thing of pole to go two up. Now you're going to win.
Mm.
Lose it in your half.
Yeah, big difference.
And you're not going to halve it, so it's not going to stay like it is.
That's quizzes.
Literally, since putting for birdie. Here we go. True or false? At Beckles News recently tweeted the headline, ambulance worker who started crochet craze is hailed as a Suffolk hero. I think Gavin was first.
I'm going true.
It's false.
Oh.
Big Si just turned away and laughed.
Just turned away. I mean,
it's so unlikely that it must be true.
He was really proud of
us. I know.
What, because you need your playlist now?
He's
to write the scores down. Okay, fair. But that is really funny.
Sure.
Just...
Suffolk era.
Okay, here we go. Shh. And also, come on, Gavin. Come on, Gavin. Said the quizmaster. True or false? Beckles was ranked in the top 20 kindest towns last month by the UK greeting...
Oh, dear. She's gone crazy.
True or false, Beckles was ranked in the top 20 kindest towns last month by the UK Greeting Card Association.
That's true.
It is true, yeah. Wow.
Yes.
That sounded so...
How the hell did I get that?
That was a really hard one. Okay. True, it was a stinger, that one. True or false, you can attend laughter yoga every Thursday at Trinity Methodist Church in Beckles.
Sorry, it was the end.
What was
of
that first noise?
It was the end.
At the end of
the
hour. Go on, Suns. Is it Suns? Suns, yeah.
True.
False.
Oh.
True or false? Just because it's yoga and it sounds ludicrous doesn't mean it's true.
Is there such a thing
lot
as
of hippies.
Laughter yoga?
Suffolk is the home of the hippies.
Oh, look, Suffolk. What I'm saying is just because that whole thing about laughter yoga sounds ludicrous doesn't mean it's true.
No, I didn't think it sounded ludicrous. I know you didn't.
That's why you thought it was true, but it's absolutely ludicrous. It's false. That just shows you have any yoga.
Come on, guys. We've all had a cup of tea.
Yeah. True. True or false? As part of a civic pride initiative, Beckles Town Council are asking people to volunteer to clear litter and weeds from outside homes and businesses. Sunter.
True.
It is true, yeah.
Are we on 0-0?
Oh, you're kidding.
Nil-nil.
Another high-scoring
18-17. Wow, man. This is it. What's going to be amazing is if at the end of the year it just comes down to one question. Yeah. A whole year of it. Just absolutely.
Oh, please. That would
God,
be
Could have done it in
really
one game.
God, that would be... It'd be life-affirming.
Would be great.
Yeah, really literally would. Coin toss. Well, not coin toss, because there is a bit of skill there. True or false? Bands perform... Okay, let's get ourselves... Because this is big. Mm. Take it up a drone, please, there, little side. Because this is massive. Hope you're playing at home.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone's saying Sunter's gone all Tottenham.
What does that mean? No, really, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Spursy.
All Spursy, yeah. Well, it's not quite a Spurs day.
No.
Here we go. Best of luck to both of you.
Okay.
Go on, Gav. True or false? about... Oh, God, it's so tense, because if Santa gets this, it's now 18 all.
Yeah.
Going into mid-November.
Mm. God.
If Gav does it, Santa's got a mountain to climb. Mm.
That's such a great sports line. He's got a mountain to climb.
Yeah, but well, yeah, but no, yeah. She's been playing catch-up all year. Okay, here we go. It's like that pursuit race in cycling.
Yes,
it's all shifty. Which I think all running races all should be.
Paranoid, yeah.
No, 400 metres should be like that. 800, every running race should
just
be like that.
Just crawling really
1,500,
slow, yeah.
None of this just going as fast as you can from the start. It's like Mo Farah just creeping around the tracks, looking around 5,000 metres. Okay, here we go. True or false? Oh, God, this is so tense. Gav could just see his whole year just go up in smoke. Santa, this could be the opportunity she's been looking to grasp. True or false? Again, you must wait.
Oh, my
for
me. Oh, get on with it!
You must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. It's 1 point for a correct answer. You will lose a point every incorrect answer.
We know.
Okay, I'm just saying, because you're poised at 0-0. Question 5. True or false? Bands performing at Beccles Beer Festival this weekend include The Hot Stove 3 and Frank and the Beans. Gav is in there first.
True.
It's true.
Frank and the Beans is my friend's band.
Oh!
Not even joking.
I can't believe it.
Because
my
you
friend
lost.
Hannah from Scotland.
You can try and...
I can't believe
it. Right
that
then?
Was only
because I was just
me.
Faster with the buzzer. Beautiful work right at the end.
That's
there.
Really sad for you then, isn't it?
Really sad.
You knew the answer. Mind you, the other one could have been false.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the Hot Stove 3.
Yeah, I didn't know about them.
That sounds like the work of Simon.
Oh, I'm so annoyed.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Stupid girl. Garbage. No, I'm not saying it to you necessarily, Santa, but you've got to stop sandbagging me.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, this is Radio X, I'm Johnny Bourne. I've now got a real problem, is that Santa has done so much on Sky Arts, doing the voiceovers, so much sort of, that she's starting to know a hell of a lot. It's starting... If you ask her a fact, she generally knows it now.
You can't tell her anything.
Right.
Absolutely.
So she won't be told.
So if I'm telling Gav something quite interesting, Santa now, she doesn't cheese saddle. I just go, do you know what it is, Santa? She doesn't go, I know it, so you tell Gav. She just says it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So between the two of you, with your cheese saddle, it's like cheese bag.
Because she's sandbagging, I'm cheese salading.
Yes.
Cheese bagging.
Yes, we're or sand salad. Yeah. I'm not quite sure, but whatever
they sound obscene.
Cheese bagging sounds funnier.
You just cheese bag me.
Sorry.
You know what you are, though, don't you?
Because I'm competitive.
No, you're not. You know what you are?
Yes,
the two
I am.
Of you, bozos. You're two bozos.
X. Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
I'm Johnny Vaughan. Joining me as ever, ladies and gentlemen,
Denise Van Outen.
You're right, Dan. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Not bad. Just passing by.
Yeah, nice to have you on board. We'll be chatting about your morning throughout the show. No, I know. It's very eventful.
Are you surprised to see me?
Not at all. No. You know, you always crop up, don't you? You always crop up. What were you doing in the building? What were you lurking around? What were you hiding in the stairways?
I was actually shopping and I thought I'd pop in and see Johnny Vaughan. I was buying a pair of support knickers.
Okay, nice.
For the weekend.
How's that working for you?
Well, I think I found the right one.
Are you getting the support you need?
I'll let you know after the weekend.
In all the wrong places. Denise Van Outen, ladies and gentlemen. Woodman Gav's here as well. You're right there, Woodman.
Hi.
Hi. Little size here and big size. And like I said, Denise Van Outen's just popped in.
I've just gone with the Y fronts today.
Have you?
Yeah, just your boxer brief.
Yeah, I've gone with the...
What are you going for?
Actually, I've just gone with a flesh-coloured Y-front.
Nice. Yeah. No, you're not gone with the very high Kanga brief anymore.
You've moved on from the thong.
Yeah.
I've moved on from the thong. Just a fleshy Y. I tell you why, because if you glimpse, it looks like I'm naked.
Right.
Because we all want to see that,
don't we? Yeah, you do, yeah.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Sabin, during which a very curious thing happened here. A little Si was talking about a friend of his. And I said jokingly... you haven't got any friends, to which he replied, a friend of a friend. very rare you correct yourself.
Well, a friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend. Nice. Who isn't? But then there's a sort of paradox there, because you have to have a friend. You have got some great friends, because I was at your wedding, and you're a great bloke, incidentally. And that goes out to everyone listening, right? We have a bit of fun. Yes, it sounds like a culture of bullying, but I can tell you now, it's all very carefully rehearsed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Gav, you got a hero?
I do.
Better not be him. every single day of the week, the Woodman furnished with a hero. Today, he has one of my absolute favourite categories of hero, and that is an agile pensioner. I think my enthusiasm for agile pensioner started, I think it was on Record Breakers when I was a kid, and there was an elderly lady on there who had been a contortionist in Paris.
And she could still do the...
And I can still get in a box. And she got in this tiny box. I was thinking, wow.
Wow.
I love it when they used to be chorus girls, and I can still get a leg up.
Yeah.
And they do all that.
Right up to their shoulder.
I just love their enthusiasm, especially if they make an effort with, like, really heavy makeup.
Yes.
Tell us, Gab, what you got?
So the hero today, Johnny, is a woman called Diana Nyad. She was born in 1949. She's now 74 years old. She is a journalist, author and swimmer. She was born in New York City, grew up there for a bit, and then moved to Florida, where she got into swimming. She won 3 Florida State Championships at the 100 yards in the backstroke. And then she later got into marathon swimming at university. She set a women's course record in a 10-kilometer swim in Lake Ontario, 4 hours, 22 minutes.
Wow!
Incidentally, if you ever want to remember all the names of the big lakes in America, just remember the word Holmes. Holmes gives you all the names.
Huron,
Ontario,
Michigan,
Erie, Superior. Beautiful.
Holmes.
That's all you need. Holmes. By God, Holmes.
I know, but then you find yourself going, E.
I know. Anyway, her
wait a second.
Yeah.
Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior.
There you go.
And Superior is the biggest.
Yeah.
That's why it's Superior. Okay, brilliant.
Nice. Thanks, anyway, Diana's ambitions grew in the 70s. In 1974, she set a record.
Can't we have more mnemonics?
For a 22-mile swim in the Gulf of Naples in the Italian Med. In 75, at 26, she swam around Manhattan, 28 miles. In 1978, she tried to swim from Havana, Cuba, to Key West in Florida.
90 miles.
Swimming inside a huge 20 by 40 foot shark cage.
Wow.
Because it gets very Fergal in that area.
Yeah, it does get quite Fergal. Yeah,
but
sharky.
Yeah.
I love you, Gavin. I love you.
But high winds and storm weather pushed her off course towards Texas. In fact, she tried that swim 4 times.
Texas?
In 1979, in her last competitive swim, she set a world record distance by swimming 100.
World record.
By swimming 102 miles from the Bahamas to Florida without a cage.
Wow.
In 27 and a half hours. That's not bad, but she wasn't finished.
Is it another world record?
At 64 years old, in 2013, she had her 5th go at Cuba to Florida. No cage, no fins. She was wearing a jellyfish suit. She had shark divers next to her.
Killed.
Electronic shark repellent devices. And she made it. 110 miles from Havana to Key West, 53 hours, no cage, no fins, just did it. Absolutely amazing. 64 years old.
Wow.
Gav, it's amazing. Do you know what I like about the idea?
Yeah.
Caging pensioners.
Mm. It's interesting.
It's a very interesting idea, isn't it?
It really is. It should be looked into.
Certainly, see if anyone's listening from the health service, it could be the answer to a lot of problems.
Absolutely right. But until that time, let's salute Diana Nyad.
Yeah. India. Diana Nyad, Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. It's just very rare you get someone going, no help, no cage, a pensioner.
Cageless.
No, she didn't need her cage. What's that down the end of the garden? Oh, we got a pensioner down there.
Pensioner
cage.
Yeah,
one caged.
Yeah, because they get out of hand.
It's really funny to have a zoo you could go to and it's just pensioners and cages.
Pensioner zoo.
And they're allowed to just throw themselves at the cage.
Can you throw Werther's at them from outside?
Boiled sweets. You can buy bags of them in the gift shop.
Crosswords.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
We're on the hunt for the world's greatest nickname, ladies and gentlemen. So far, we've discovered Helen, whose husband's got a workmate nicknamed Partridge. He's always found drinking in the Pear Tree Pub. Hey! A bloke who's allergic to gluten.
Yeah.
He's known as Vladimir. Vladimir Gluten. Love it. And Steve, who has a colleague at work with such a low profile, his nickname is Pirelli.
Nice.
That's fantastic. Nice. Keep coming into 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation.
Otherwise, it's just a name.
But it's... what's James in Kingston saying to you, son, to Templeton?
James says, whenever he's confronted about a decision, my mate Glenn always says, trust me, I've got a hunch. So he's affectionately known as Quasimodo.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Always got a hunch.
Always got a hunch.
Nice.
I love that. Gav got that one.
I did. I got that.
Yeah,
not only that, but I thought I'd let you know I got it.
Yeah, because he's always got a hunch.
Because of the hunch thing, right?
Hunch. Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, I get it.
That'll be the hunch
that's
thing.
Because he's got a hunch, right?
Right.
Because you see, Quasimodo was a hunchback,
and this is different. But this is a different sort of hunch, but the word is the same.
It's fascinating.
I see how
yeah,
that
it's
works.
A homophone. Right. What you got, Gav?
Claire in Windsor says, we have a friend called Flip Flop.
No, sorry, it's not a homophone. A homophone is a word that's spelt differently but sounds the same. It's,
right, yeah, sure,
it's the same
sure,
word,
sure.
But used in different ways.
Mm.
In this case, okay, go on, Gav.
So Claire says, we have a friend called Flip Flop because his name is Samuel Andel. S. Andel. Sandel.
Right. So his name...
So...
You see, what's happened here, John?
Yeah. So...
Imagine your surname's Andel, and your initial is an S.
And he is...
And you put the two together, and you've got a bloody amusing anecdote.
Yes, right.
Yes, haven't you?
But because he's got a hunchback.
But then to get to flip-flop from...
You see,
Sandel.
There's the leap.
But is he a hunchback? I don't get it. Right. So he's not, though. Okay, right. Okay, this is Charlie in Dartford.
Mm-hmm.
We used to do some site work, and one of the electricians, I think he was a contract manager or supervisor, was overheard singing, yeah? A good heart these days is hard to find.
A good heart.
Were you waiting to get into that? I had a hunch you would.
Hey.
He was singing that. He was then nicknamed Fergal Sparky.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Right. No, I mean, no sandals or hunchback.
Yeah.
But that would be great if he had...
Because the singer of that song originally, his name is Fergal Shaggy.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly right. And that's why.
You'll see.
But he's an electrician.
Just explain.
Who are called Sparks.
They're called Sparks.
Yes.
Right.
Then, you see, it brings it all together if you think about it.
But because he was singing a solo song by...
Sure. By Fergal Sharkey himself.
And he's a Sparky.
Oh,
well, Sparks. Mm. Then the nickname just, it all fell into place.
It's much better once you realise.
It is.
Once it's been explained.
Yes.
It makes it much more enjoyable.
Yeah, otherwise you had to be there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, that's done all that. Right, it's now time. Oh, sorry, no. If we haven't done the last line.
Yeah.
Keep coming into 83936 or tweet at Radio X. Make sure you include an explanation, or Gav will have to do it.
Yes.
Make sure you include an explanation. Don't leave it to us. Otherwise,
it's just a name.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Now you get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
At GSK, we believe that prevention is the best medicine. Prevention is pioneering new medicines to reduce HIV transmission, applying decades of experience in asthma control to limit long-term lung damage, or stopping chronic conditions from progressing to more serious complications. Because preventing disease is the best possible outcome for all of us, and is why GSK unites science, technology, and talent to get ahead of disease together. Visit gsk.com to learn more.
At Honda, we've been engineering cars for over 75 years, actually. We know that excellence takes time. So you can rely on the Honda engineering in the all-new e:NY1. With a range of up to 250 miles on a single charge and up to 5 years warranty, servicing and roadside assistance. Our first electric SUV, the e:NY1. Oh, a hole-in-one.
Yes!
Honda, the power of dreams. Range based on test conditions and may vary.